What's up, everyone? It's Draw and Talk number 6. Hit the subscribe button if you're interested in supporting me. Today's topic is... dude, that thumbnail is huge, but I made a comic in 25 days, and that's actually a really big achievement if you think about it. I made a full-on 24-page comic book in 25 days. Now, most artists... when they work for, like, you know, the big companies, they are given a month to get everything done. To get, typically, a comic is 22 pages. And so, the artist, the penciler, and the inker, and the colorist, and the letterer, and they all have to work in tandem to get this book done monthly. And I was able to do all those aspects, including writing, by myself in 25 days, plus I had school, work, wedding stuff, and I did commission work. So I want to tell you guys the things that I learned while doing this, because I actually did challenge myself to finish this comic, the 24-page comic, the Hardline Issue 1, in 30 days. I wanted to see if I could do it. And these are the three things that I learned while doing it. So the first thing I learned was the importance of persistence and sacrifice. All right. Most of the time when I was making this comic, it was during some precious sleep hours. There was many nights where, and I make it sound like I'm up, like I was up till super lazy. I have to give you guys some context. I like to go to bed really early. I'm talking around like 9 or 10:30 at night, typically. But there were nights where I stayed up to like till 11:30 or midnight so that I could make the pages of this comic book. The very first night that I was drawing this this book, I didn't go to bed until like 2 or 3 a.m. because that's just how much I was having such a good time doing that. So, there was many nights where I stayed up late to make the book, and that was a big thing, because that was when I had most of my alone time, my free time to, like, work on this book. And the sacrifice was that I'd have to wake up early, go to school, go to work, I still have to do my homework, I have to get stuff done for my job, and it would take its toll on me. But I was persistent, and I was like, you know, I really want to get this book out. And I hope that you guys, when you guys create books, it's important to give yourself a deadline. And the reason why is it gives you something to shoot for, to a goal. It's not just about, oh yeah, I'm going to make a comic book in 24 pages. One of my biggest pet peeves with the indie comic book scene is a writer or an art team or just really any book, and they bring out the first issue, and then like you don't get the second issue until like 4 or 5 months later, which is fine. I don't care if you do that. Like, and I understand it's expensive to get an art team to make your book and to get it like self-published. My advice is to wait to have the entire series done before you even show off the first issue and sell it. Because then you're just going to lose readers really quick. So keep that prod. But I'll talk about that in a different episode. But yeah, give yourself a deadline. Give yourself a goal. You don't want to be making this 24-page comic book and have it take 3 months. Especially if the story is like 4 or 5 issues. It's going to take you like 2 years to do one story. And I'm sure you have tons of other stories and creations that you want to do in the meantime. So yeah, setting a goal gives you opportunities to do more projects than just the one that you're stuck with. Another sacrifice that I made was not going to as many social activities. I would either like leave early from some of them or just call some nights quits from just certain activities because I wanted to make my comic book. There were times where I had some group things I had to do for school, and I probably should have gone to them, to be honest, but I was like, nah, I'm going to make this book. I'm going to go home and draw. I'm thinking I bailed on one group project, get together. Hey, we still got an A, so it doesn't matter. That's all that matters is that you got an A. But yeah, I didn't do as many social activities, and that's also a big thing. I know a lot of people, they want to go hang out with their friends, whatever that entails, going out, watching movies, and I typically don't watch a lot of movies. I don't really go out that much because I have so many projects that I want to do, and I'm very persistent in getting them done. Yeah. Which brings me to my next sacrifice, I guess, was not watching as many movies or TV shows. And when I'm working, I'll watch TV, but I'm mostly just listening. So like right now, I've been watching / listening, mostly listening to Psych. Super funny. I've never seen it before. Or I'll just listen to podcasts, but I'm not really in the loop of what's going on with like a lot of my favorite TV shows, which is sad. Because I love TV. I love Gotham. Such a good show. I was liking Walking Dead. Kind of like got a little dull, but I haven't watched that. Haven't watched any Blacklist. Yeah, I'm just not really caught up in any of the stuff because I'm very focused on making these comic books. Another thing that I sacrificed, I had to give my girlfriend, my fiance. We just call each other girlfriend. Boyfriend, girlfriend still, my video game controllers for 1 week because I just really needed to hammer out some art. And maybe you got to do that. Maybe you got to find someone who will support you in your goals and will limit what you can do. She took those controllers away and I got a lot of things done. And I have her do that to me periodically just because it's good. Because, man, video games, they're such time wasters, especially these online games. Like, don't get me started about online games. And like I don't want to sound like a hypocrite. Like I've spent hours playing Fortnite like some nights, and like some mornings I just wake up, I'm like, Fortnite, I gotta get some Fortnite in. But they're just such time wasters. You can get so much work done if you just didn't play video games. So yeah, be persistent and make the necessary sacrifices that you need to make for your comic. All right. The second thing that I learned was the importance of having the fire. And if you've been listening to the previous episodes, the other four, there's going to be so many guys in the future. But yeah, you'll understand when I say the fire. The fire is just when you just want to make this project. You have all the ideas flowing and there's nothing stopping you of making your creation. And that was actually something really important that I learned, was that I still had that fire. I still had that desire to make every single page, and I was passionate about every single page I did. There have been a lot of projects where I'll have the fire for like 2 or 3 days, maybe a couple pages in, and then by the end I'm just like, this sucks. I am just like dreading every moment of doing this book. Like, it sucks. But I didn't have one moment of this book. I was constantly excited every page to draw the panels, draw the characters, put the scenes in, get the lettering, the story in, and color it. I was so pumped constantly to do that. And because of it, it didn't really feel like work. I was just getting lost in... I was getting lost into my creation, into the world that I created. And I think that if you're able to have the fire, if you're able to really get on a project where you are just having the time of your life, honestly, I think that you'll really make something special and something that you can look back on and be like, wow, that was really awesome. I freaking love what I did. So yeah, that's the second thing I learned, was the importance of having the fire. The third thing that I learned while doing this challenge, you know, this make a comic book in 30 days, and I did it in 25, was the importance of planning and preparing. When you're making a comic book, obviously you have to do a lot of planning. Obviously, you need to do a lot of prep work. But there are some things, though, that I think halt a creator in creating their project. I'm going to list a few. One thing that I didn't do, and I made sure I didn't do, is I didn't let others judge what I did, nor did I let them into the process of my comic book making. Okay, this is huge. I know a lot of creators on Facebook forums or Instagram or Twitter, they'll show a page and they'll be like, guys, what should I do? Do you like this? Should I tweak it? And afterwards, they just get hit with a plethora of comments. And they're trying to reply to them. They're trying to either justify with what they did and why they did it, or they're making excuses about why their art looks a certain way or why they wrote that scene a certain way. And because of this, you lose the story that you were originally trying to create. By letting people into the process, I feel like you basically lose a bit of ownership of the story and the comic book itself. There's nothing wrong with getting feedback, and you should always get feedback, and you should be humble about that feedback, because no one's perfect. But with that being said, you should make the comic book first, get the feedback that you need after creating it so that people can see the entire vision, and then with the next project that you make, or the next issue, or the next piece of art, after that, make the tweaks and listen to the suggestions that you think are necessary for that next project. Because let's use my comic book right now that I finished, the Hardline issue 1, for example. Every beat of that story and every scene and every panel that I did, I made it for a certain reason. Now, if someone had changed any aspect of that, I would have lost some ownership of the story. And at the end of the day, when I look at that, I'd be like, that panel isn't mine. That's Fred's. And the nice thing is, I don't know why I chose Fred as a name, but the nice thing is, at the end of the day, when I look at that comic book and I look at every page, panel, every aspect of that, I know that that was all 100% me, my decision. Okay. Another reason why you don't really want to let people in the process is the idea of wanting it to be perfect, but also be perfect and appease the masses. So I'm going to first talk about appeasing the masses, and then I'm going to talk about the perfect. Okay. Appeasing the masses is just one thing that you will never, ever be able to do. And that is the ultimate loss of ownership in your story. If you have a story and you decide to tweak it to appease other people, then is it really your story or is it theirs? You know, you might be writing a story for them, but ultimately it's your story. You don't have to appease anyone. You don't need to make any excuses about your story. I remember with my comic book Demons, I specifically picked Travis Martinez to be the artist. And I decided to write the comic book the way I did and have the colors, you know, the way I did, mainly because I was learning how to color the book. And I remember someone came up to me and was like, hey, story's all right. I wouldn't have done X, Y, and Z. And also, don't really like your artist for, you know, these reasons, you should change it up. And if I changed up the story to appease the masses, I would have continued Demons past issue 4, because issue 4, there's a pretty good stopping point of the story, and that's originally what I had planned, but we kept going to and we're ending at issue 14. If I had appeased the masses and been like, you're right, let me get a different artist, let me do a different style, let me write this differently, let me change the story, I don't think I would have enjoyed it that much. It wouldn't be, quote unquote, my baby. Now, there's nothing wrong with feedback and hearing it, but ultimately, that's my story, and I don't want to change it. Now, did I take any of their suggestions and improvements for future projects? Absolutely, because you should always be learning your craft and leveling up as a writer or an artist. But do it at a different setting and a different time. Don't do it on your current creation. Work those suggestions in on future projects. So that's appeasing the masses. The next one is the idea of having your page or your creation be perfect. It doesn't need to be perfect. Honestly, if you go out to make something that's perfect, you will lose your freaking mind. There is no such thing as the perfect panel. There's no such thing as the perfect page. There's no such thing as the perfect story. And I know someone, and they have been working on this one story for like 4 or 5 years. And I'm just like, and they're just like, I'm perfecting the story. I'm still working on it. I'm like, oh my gosh, can you just freaking make this comic book, this story, and then like be done and start something new? Because you're constantly posting about how you're like, oh, I have all these cool ideas, but I'm really working on this first one still. It's taking me 5 years. It's like, how about you like do the one story you've been working on for freaking 5 years, get that over with, and then the stuff that you learn from that experience, put into your next creations, and constantly just level up as an artist and become a better writer and artist in your craft. Okay, comic book making, you're not going to get it right the very first time. It's impossible. You're always going to make mistakes, and you're always going to learn what to do better with the next project. So seriously, do not go for perfect. It's not going to happen. I'm sorry, guys. Just don't go for perfect. What else? With the planning and preparation. Guys, I worked my butt off these last 25 days. I've been doing wedding planning. I have school. I graduate in a couple weeks. I'm probably by the time you guys listen to this, I'll probably have graduated. So there's that. Oh my gosh. Sometimes with this podcast format, I wish I would just edit what I say sometimes, but that's too much work because I'm lazy. I did commission work. I did some freelance stories for some people for my YouTube channel. What else did I do? I colored a cover. I drew a cover. I drew a sample page for someone. And while doing all of, I got pages ready for Demons number 11. And while doing all of this, I still made time to make my comic book and to get it done in 25 days. It's all about planning and preparation. Okay, schedule your days. Make a to-do list. Next to me on my desk is I have a to-do list. I have tons of to-do lists. And I have everything prioritized of what I need to get done. And that's also all the projects, all the commissions that I've been signed on to do. And I prioritize my time. Okay, maybe my friends are like, hey, we're going to go out tonight. We're going to go to a party. You should come. And I look at my to-do list and I'm like, you know what? I can't do that tonight. I really need to get, you know, these pages done or this cover done for this person, or I need to color this amount of pages for my own projects. Or if I do want to go to that party, I just now know that I need to wake up a little earlier in the morning to get that stuff done or work that in. Really, guys, you got to plan and prepare your life. I have such a big pet peeve where people are like, oh, I don't have time to make a comic book. And, you know, I get it. Life is busy for people. And maybe as I, you know, get older and have more responsibilities, I'll be like, yeah, man, life sucks. This is getting hard. But as for right now, I work. I put myself through school. I got a scholarship for my art, but I still have to draw every week for the newspaper. I work. I gotta pay my bills. I have a car payment. I have my rent. I gotta feed myself. I gotta go on dates with my lady. So yeah, prioritize. You can, and I still make time to draw. I still make time to do art. So seriously, guys. So those are the three things that I learned. So I learned the importance of persistence and sacrifice. Okay. You know, you got to give up a few things, you know, video games, movies, TV, hanging out with some people in order to make time to make this book. I learned the importance of having the fire. You know, make sure that the project you're doing, that you're passionate about it. Make sure that you really enjoy every aspect of it. And once you get that fire, the work isn't going to feel like work. And that's awesome. And then finally, just planning and preparing, okay? You know, don't appease the masses. Don't ask social media for feedback. Your project doesn't need to be perfect, okay? Make your project. Get some feedback afterwards. learn how to do it after, learn how to get that feedback and apply it to a different project. And then have a to-do list, you know, set a deadline. That's the biggest thing, is you got to set a deadline. So, yeah, thanks for guys for listening. This was a little longer. It's like 20 minutes. I'm going to be getting some guests on, some other comic book creators and just creators in general. And probably going to have my one of my really close friends, his name's Connor Stapley. We just nerd out. We'll probably get him on a bunch of times, and we're just going to nerd out about, like, you know, who would win a fight, Batman or Superman. It's Batman. So yeah, thanks guys for watching. If you guys enjoyed this, hit the like or subscribe button. I'd really appreciate it if you subscribe to it. Leave me a comment. Do you guys need help with making comics? Let me know. I can give you some feedback. I can give you some help. I can make a podcast episode. I can even have you on if you want. Just let me know. I'll have you on. I want you on. If I can make time for it, obviously. So yeah, thanks guys for watching. You guys have a great day, and yeah, this is Draw and Talk. I'm Tyler. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.